A network of 62 cameras monitored by police have been watching parts of Seattle since last year. And the footage they capture has assisted in hundreds of criminal investigations.
I know that cameras can be, have been, and will be useful tools to solve crime in Seattle and in countless other cities across the world.
Cameras operating in the Chinatown International District, as well as the Aurora Corridor and 3rd Avenue through downtown, will remain. But no additional cameras will come into service in other neighborhoods with ongoing crime concerns.
I am pausing expansion of this pilot until we have completed a privacy and data governance audit and taken significant steps to strengthen our policies.
One exception is the Stadium District, where the surveillance system will be installed but not activated unless there's a credible threat during the World Cup later this summer. The mayor is also ordering a complete halt of the automated license plate readers, which are mounted in patrol cars.
We will pause the use of this tool in Seattle until we can ensure that our practices are consistent with the new state law and reflect the best safety and security policies.
The mayor's move is not embraced by everyone. Business groups express strong support for continuing to expand Seattle's public safety camera system under the robust safeguards the city has put in place.
The RTCC.
But the mayor is concerned about federal immigration authorities tapping into this data and wants to ensure the firewalls are solid.
Too many of the most important protections rely on standard operating procedures rather than clear, enforceable policy.
Well, the mayor says there will be a complete system shutdown if federal authorities ramp up their immigration enforcement locally, at least on the level seen in Minneapolis.